We're down to the final segment on today's Jefferson Exchange, and it's a musical one. The genre is opera. The location is the Rogue Valley. Give a listen to this. Did you notice? English and Spanish. That is a portion of Dreams Have No Borders, a new opera about the Southern Oregon Latino community from Ashland-based Anima Mundi Productions. It is on film, debuting on film at the Varsity Theater in Ashland this weekend. We have in the studio Ethan Gans-Morse, the composer. Welcome back, Ethan.
Good morning. Thank you.
And Tiziana Della Rovere, the poet and librettist of Dreams Have No Borders. Welcome back, Tiziana.
Thank you.
We also have with us on the phone Virginia Comberos, regional director at Unite Oregon, who played a significant role in the creation of Dreams Have No Borders. Welcome, Virginia.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Good to have you all here. So, Ethan, talk about the birth of this project.
Absolutely. We were really touched by the events of 2018 in the U.S.-Mexico border, but unfortunately, it's a perennial story, and these are the kinds of stories that break our hearts, and we want to bring hope and humanity, and Tiziana is the one that really spearheaded that part of the project.
So, Tiziana, talk about where you turned to compile material for this work.
Yes. Well, Ethan turned to agency that support the Latino community, and specifically we work with Unite Oregon, with Virginia Comberos, who was central to this project. And she put me in touch with immigrants that who live in this area, in the Rogue Valley. And I met them, and they told me their story from their heart. And it was a deeply, profoundly moving experience. And so everything that is in this opera really happened to someone in this valley in real life. And then I compiled the story in an arc that is fictional, but every single element that is in the opera happened to a person in this valley.
Wow. So, Virginia, it's not like you get requests like this every day. I wonder what your first response was when you got approached by Tiziana.
Well, I'll tell you that it was actually pretty, for me, it was very emotional to a certain degree, because we lack that that vision from, you know, some of our, you know, community here, that, you know, they weren't seeing the folks, the Latino community. So when they approached me, I thought this is a great opportunity, you know, because my 14 years of experience working with diverse communities and, you know, of course, handling cultural differences was so essential, you know, and it needs to be culturally sensitive and inclusive. So when they approached me, I thought, oh my goodness, this is great. It's a vision. You know, we want to encourage our community to tell their stories and the struggles, you know, that they've had to endure. So I felt that, you know, when Ethan and Tiziana approached me, that this was something that was going to be amazing, because, you know, the Latino community in this area, you know, they yearn to be heard. So that was important, you know, for us to build the relationships and foster the trust that we have with them. So the collaboration with Anima Mundi was very, very enthusiastic. You know, the way that I felt is that this is a great opportunity for us to have these voices heard. So it was wonderful.
How did you approach the individuals then? I mean, or put them in touch with Tiziana? How did that process work?
Sure. I had an opportunity to work for an organization that had promotoras, which is our community health workers, that engaged in the community with giving Know Your Rights trainings and how to be safe in the forest. So I knew these women, and I put them together. I introduced them to Tiziana and Ethan, and basically they told their stories. Like Tiziana said, all the stories that are, you know, in this opera, they're true. there are, you know, things that really happen to these folks that are here, you know, that are immigrants, you know, from Mexico.
We were talking about the project Dreams Have No Borders, opera on film, premiering at the Varsity Theater in Ashland this weekend on his Saturday and Sunday. We have Ethan Gans Morse, the composer, Tiziana Della Rovere, the librettist, and Virginia Camberos from Unite Oregon, the regional director, who really helped assemble the people who told stories to Tiziana for the text of the opera. You can join us on the exchange with emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Tiziana, you've done works based on real life before at Carmen Mundi Productions. That's well established. But even so, is there a bit of a greater sensitivity in telling a story of a real person and turning it into an onstage drama?
Absolutely. I don't like to define the communication that I had with these immigrant, wonderful people as interviews, because the way we approach it was really from the heart. So it was an experience in which they felt safe enough to communicate with me, and a lot of intimate in a very intimate space that felt safe to them. And so they entrusted me with elements and details that were very poetic, that I could like grab on and build on it. But many tears were shed from me and them together. So we became friends with many of these people. We connected in the community, and we were welcome in the community. And so I feel really honored by that. And the story is the story of a woman, a young woman, a young mother with a toddler, actually even younger than a toddler, whose father was killed by one of the gangs, the cartels, because he didn't want to join the cartels. And so she has to immediately leave because they would come after her and the child. So that highlighted for me something really important, the fact that many people that come here don't come only to have a better life. They come because they are truly in danger, because they have no choice. And so they risk their lives to cross the border because they have to do it immediately. They cannot afford to wait for the papers because they would be killed or taken.
The project, again, is called Dreams Have No Borders. It is an opera on film, premiering at the Varsity Theater in Ashland on Saturday and Sunday. Let's hear another clip from the production.
Dreams of no borders.
Dreams of no borders.
Talk about the people doing the performing, Ethan Gans Morse. It's more than just people singing.
Absolutely. So we have three Grammy Award-winning opera singers who came to Talent Oregon during the pandemic and the fires to record this incredible recording. And then we had the Delgani String Quartet based in Eugene, phenomenal quartet. And then we had the participation of Aztec dancers from Mexico who hold that tradition and live in San Francisco.
Why do this as a film instead of as a live opera?
It started out as a live opera, and then the events of 2020 and 21 turned it into a film over multiple years. We did two shoots. We added cinematic vignettes that really bring it to life in a movie way, so you're not just watching people singing. When you come see it, you'll see that it's actually a truly cinematic experience. I want to add, too, on what Tiziana said, that sharing of information is extremely important, but what we believe the arts can do that's different than simply sharing information is to share humanity, to share lived experience, to take you into the emotional and psychological first-person experience of these characters. And so we believe that art has its own special place in this conversation.
So there's some other names in the production people might recognize. Who directed the staging?
Yeah, Valerie Richel from Oregon Cabaret Theater directed the staging when we had our talent live here with us, yeah.
So talk about the timing on this. Virginia Camberos, were you approached by Anima Mundi before the 2020 fire?
Oh, gosh, yes. It was way before that, before COVID, too. We met. Ethan approached me, and like I said, it was... It was one of the things that, you know, I felt very, very open to do because, you know, we do have youth in our group, and this is our forward youth. And I thought that this would be such a great opportunity for them, you know, to be connected with the youth and the adults involved in the program. And I thought that when Ethan approached me, you know, and hearing them, you know, what they wanted to do, at first, you know, our community is not pretty much, you know, used to any opera. So this was something new.
Right.
And I thought, why not be able to have, you know, our community also participate in, you know, events like this, which, you know, normally we wouldn't be invited to. So, yeah, I mean, this was great. And we moved forward with it. And the results have been amazing. And that connection that Tiziana and Ethan have within the Latino community will continue to grow because now, you know, we are being open to be in those spaces.
Well, and it helps that the spaces are open to you, too. It seems like this would be a big help in helping people who might not otherwise know much about the Latino community in the Rogue Valley know more about it.
Exactly. Yes.
There's never a dull moment in following immigration policy in the United States, is there, Virginia?
Right. That's so true. Yeah, that's so true. And, you know, one of the things also that I wanted to point out is that with the youth involved, you know, in this project, one of the things that I really love is the fact that, you know, it's helped them build, you know, confidence. And, you know, we're together in a space where, you know, as a Latina myself, it's kind of hard to be in certain spaces where, you know, if you don't speak the language. If you don't speak English, but I've seen the growth within our youth that being, you know, with Ethan and Tiziana Anima Mundi, that I can see that, you know, they want to continue, you know, to grow and do the things that they're doing with the production. So that's encouraging because, you know, it's opened some new spaces for them, for our youth.
Ethan, I understand in addition to the premiere events, there's some additional stuff going on in Community Conversation, for example?
Thank you so much. I'm going to do a quick plug. So tomorrow night, which is Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m., El Tapatio Restaurant, that's the Mexican restaurant near Exit 19 in Ashland behind the Ashland Motors, we're going to have a beautiful, completely free event, including dinner, offered free with an Aztec blessing by the same performer who's in the film. Virginia will be joining us on a panel. And it'll be a wonderful evening. That'll be a point of discussion and entry for the whole weekend. Then the film premieres Saturday at 7:30 at the Varsity Theater. Please come to Anima Mundi Productions for tickets, or please come early. We'll have tickets at the door. Tickets are not through the Varsity. And then Sunday, we'll show the film again at 3 p.m. as a matinee. There will be rush tickets. The online tickets have sold out, so please come early for that one. And then we'll be closing the weekend with an art show that extends what Virginia was just referencing. We have commissioned a wonderful painter, Adrian Chavez, to work with the Forward Youth in developing their own paintings, and that's the Art and Soul Gallery near the Chase Bank in downtown Ashland, and we'll be offering a free reception at approximately 5 p.m. after the film Sunday, this Sunday, and folks can see the art that these incredible teenagers have created and meet them.
All right, a big, busy weekend involving Dreams Have No Borders from Anima Mundi Productions and Ashland. Ethan Gans Morse, the composer, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Tiziana Della Rovere, the poet and librettist, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Virginia Camberos, I'm sorry I mispronounced your name, from Unite Oregon, the regional director. Thank you for sharing it with us.
And if I can just say one more thing, you know, I wanted to empower our forward youth to, you know, take ownership and contribute their art as a way of healing their hearts from the negative experiences for the Latinx community. So thank you so much for having us here today.
Thank you all again. And that'll do it for today's exchange. Check us out at jeffexchange.org. Angela Decker's our senior producer. Charlie Zimmerman, assistant producer. Zach Beagle and Andrew Crackle at the controls today. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.